Om Shanti. So you know, when there is red light, it means we are meditating. So we should stop any conversation in between. When we are sitting in meditation, the aim is to create powerful atmosphere through meditation. Because we have enough time to talk when we are at a tea break, lunch break, rest time, etc. So in the time of meditation, meditate. Isn't it? Students, when they are listening to the lecture, they have to pay attention to the lecture. When they are meditating, they have to pay attention to meditation. When they are out, they can enjoy, do whatever they like. Okay, so we have been talking about peace. Now we have to talk about happiness. We all want to be happy, isn't it? How can we be happy? When the problems are, can we be happy? No. But we have to learn now method or tactic how to be happy in difficult situation. And that's what you will learn here. What are the causes of sorrow? I would say main causes of sorrow are vices. You know how many vices we can have? Only five? Five are the main ones. Five are the main ones. Which are 10 vices? Can anybody say out of you? 10 vices. Ravan is shown to have 10 heads. It means we have 10 vices. Okay, can anybody say? BKs also can stand up and talk. Ego, body consciousness, anger, attachment, greed, jealousy, carelessness, laziness, animosity, lust. Okay? So there are 10 vices which are the main causes of our sorrow. And what we have to empower ourselves with the opposite virtues. So what is opposite of ego? Virtue opposite ego. Humility. So that's where we have to be humble. Meditation will help us to be humble. Humble in the sense that suppose somebody tells, oh, you are a very sweet person. Then it is likely that you may have ego. Or if somebody says, oh, you are so beautiful. So you may have ego that I got beauty, health, wealth, position. All these things can give us ego. But now Baba teaches us that whatever you have, if we say, okay, God has granted me all these things, isn't it? You didn't work for that. You are born in a wealthy family. Maybe you might have done good karma in the past birth. But at the same time, you are not aware of that. So usually what we say is, whatever I have been given is God given. And especially the qualities you develop after knowledge and spirituality, you will definitely say it's all given to me by God. So then you will not be able to be proud. So that's where, rather than I, thinking I, what we have to do is I the soul. Rather than talking about mine, my beauty, my wealth, we have to say my Baba. My Baba has given me. Okay, then you change from ego to humility. And that's what we need to empower ourselves through meditation and knowledge. Now, opposite of lust is love. Spiritual love we should have for everybody, but not physical love. Opposite to attachment is also love, or depending on God. No? Because so far we were depending on human being, human relationship, or material object. We were attached to our material object, my house, my car, my motorbike, or whatever my possessions were there. So now what we have to do is, use them. Whatever you have got, use them. But don't be dependent. When we are dependent, and if we lose them, or one day we are missing them, then we will have sorrow. So we don't want that sorrow. Then the third vice will be, so we talked about lust, attachment, then we have anger. Anger opposite quality is tolerance. If we have power of tolerance, we will not get angry. Then we can be calm. So we have to develop calm, serene, peaceful nature. But once we have that power of tolerance, patience, because sometimes we get angry because we don't have any patience. You say, I told you once it was okay. Second time, okay. Now I can't tolerate anymore. I get angry. So you need to have that power of tolerance, patience, love. If you love somebody, you won't get easily angry, isn't it? Especially your child, no? His child does something wrong, you say, oh, poor child, he's very innocent, he doesn't know what is right, that's why he got angry. So we forgive them, because we love them. But with elderly, grown-up people, our expectation is there that they should behave like this. And if our ego and expectation is not fulfilled, then we get angry and upset. So that's where we have to see that we don't get angry. And body consciousness is the root of everything. Because when we are body conscious, we see everybody at a physical level. And then only it is my husband or my wife or my children, attachment will come. And that's why soul consciousness is the basic to even remember God, as well as it's basic for us to develop all virtues. Because soul's original sanskar or personality traits are love, peace, happiness, mercy, etc. When we become body conscious, naturally we get angry. Jealousy also, because it's lack of love. That's we have jealousy, isn't it? If you love somebody, if your son or child is doing good, no? In a school, study, you are proud that, oh, my child gets first number, he's first in sports or whatever it is, got gold medal in the sports or something. So then you are proud. But if it is somebody else, whom you don't love so much, then you may be jealous that, oh, they are beautiful than me, they are respected more than me, they are loved more than me, then there is a jealousy. And so, if we have self-respect, then we don't need to be jealous. So, we need that to develop self-respect. And if we are loving and friendly to everybody, we won't have any animosity for anyone. If we have zeal and enthusiasm, we won't be lazy, isn't it? And if we are careful, we won't be careless. At the same time, we have to be carefree, not worried. Careful, not careless, but carefree. So, as we empower ourselves through meditation, what we'll find is we have enough strength inside to face difficult situation. Now, if I'm courageous, I won't have fear, isn't it? Because even fear will lose my happiness. So peace and happiness both are lost if I have any fear of anything. And that's where we find that as much as we are developing ourselves, empowering ourselves, then what will happen? Situation will come. Same situation is whether you are yogi or ordinary person, we are in a society. Something or other will go wrong. Somebody's health may become suddenly serious. Somebody may lose wealth or job or become bankrupt nowadays. So many people become bankrupt. So we find that loss is possible. But when there is that understanding that death is must, no? Whoever is born has to die one day. And so, if I'm aware of that, then naturally I'm not afraid to die. Especially when I understand soul is eternal. Soul is not going to die. When soul leaves one body, it goes and takes another body and is born as a new baby. So what happens? If I understand this, then after death, I won't have any sorrow. So that's where we find that knowledge helps us a lot. Suppose if our dadi, so dadi has come,